Well, as you know, today we are here to celebrate a transition in Maggie's life. And it's a wonderful day. It's a day full of music and song and spoken word, and a day that I'm going to share with you a story that I think illuminates a little about why Maggie is here and how she came to be here. Now, often when I tell stories, people in the congregation go, "Ron, that's not real." But I'm here to tell you that the story that I'm going to share with you today is absolutely true. This story really did happen. And it happened about 3 years before Maggie came here, about 23 years ago. How many of you know the Chicken Pie Shop? Have you been to the Chicken Pie Shop? Lots of hands going up all over the room. And about 23 years ago, myself and some friends from right here at Pacific Beach United Methodist Church, after church, went to the pie shop for lunch. And after we had eaten, I went out, and I was standing outside while my friends were paying. And I was just kind of looking at the... This is a tough crowd. While my friends were paying, I was standing outside innocently. And the day was beautiful. It was sunny, and it was really marvelous, when out comes a little old lady and stood right next to me. And let me tell you, folks, she was wearing the armor of God. She had on the black dress with the lace. Are you picturing what I'm talking about? The clunky black shoes, the little hat, pillbox hat with the net that came down kind of like that. And in one hand, she had a great big purse. And in the other hand, she had the largest King James Version Bible that you have ever seen. It rivaled the tablets that Moses brought down from Mount Sinai. I mean, it was just huge. You get the picture. And so we were standing there, and we said hello to each other and, you know, exchanged, hellos. And when all of a sudden, from across the street, now, the Chicken Pie Shop at this time was a different place. It was at the corner of 5th and Robinson. So from across the street, out of a San Diego institution that many of you know called the Brass Rail, some of you have been there. Out through the doors burst this guy in the most incredible silver lamé gown I have ever seen in my life. And when it hit the sun, it just sparkled everywhere. It was all the way to the ground. And he had on a Marge Simpson wig and one of those great big tiaras that went all the way to the top of the wig, and the spiked heels, and the piece de resistance was that he had a slit in that dress that came all the way up to here. And let me tell you what, he was dazzling. And a photographer came out, and they started taking pictures, and there was every pose you could possibly imagine. There was that, and there was this, and every pose you could possibly imagine. Well, you know, I found myself thinking about this woman who was standing next to me. And so I kind of looked to my side, and sure enough, I mean, the looks on her face were incredible. The looks on her face were something like this. And of course, like that. I mean, she was aghast, and the red was coming up her face, and I knew any moment she was just going to pop. And sure enough, after what seemed like 10 minutes to me, but probably was only 20 seconds, she turns to me and she says, "My legs should look like that." That's the truth. I promise you, that is exactly what she said. Well, it wasn't 3 years after that that Maggie Atterbury walked through the back door of this church. And she wasn't in a silver lamé gown, but her personality was a silver lamé gown. And immediately the energy level here at church went, whoa, it went way up. And just, and I know you all know that. A piece of that is you're probably going, "Well, Ron, that was a great story you told, but how does that relate to Maggie?" And the piece that really relates to Maggie about me is the metaphor that comes in, "My legs should look like that." Say that with me. "My legs should look like that." Maggie, come on down here. And Hope and Lewis, come on down too. Maggie is kind of like a scout. And the scouts have this little pledge that goes, "A scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, thrifty, cheerful, brave, clean, and reverent." And Maggie fits all these bills. In her 20 years here as the music associate, she's been trustworthy, loyal, and helpful. And she learned that from her early years. She was born before World War II. And even though as a small child... Even though as a small child she lived through World War II, she remembers many things about the war. And through that learned what it meant to be trustworthy and loyal and helpful. And certainly she's been that way here at church. In fact, Maggie has gone above and beyond the call of duty of the music associate and volunteers all the time on Wednesday nights, at Rise on Sunday nights. She is just a presence everywhere, being trustworthy, loyal, and helpful. She's also friendly, courteous, and kind. I don't need to tell you all that because you know the big smiling face up front all the time is Maggie. And she's pressing the flesh all the time out in the congregation, shaking hands, hugging. You know, I'm trying to be good today, okay? I'm trying to be really good at this. But kind, hugging, loving our congregation. She's also thrifty and cheerful. And Maggie can pinch a penny like you would not believe. And certainly learned that from her time here at Pacific Beach United Methodist Church, because of course we are so cheap. So she's learned to, in that thrift, be cheerful as well. And brave. Maggie has been through some incredible things during her tenure here. As you all know, she's been through two bouts of cancer, and she's been through that macular hole in both her eyes. And both of those things, the cancer and the macular problem, put her through some really intense and extreme therapies. And she came through it and yet kept going and never gave up. And that speaks to a person who's very brave. And finally, clean and reverent. And when we think of clean, we think of clean of spirit and reverent. And I have often had times when I've had to look to Maggie to be kind of a spiritual guide for me. When my faith wasn't that great, and Maggie was there to say, Ron, this is what it's all about. You need to hang in there. And God is there. And certainly through the music that we've been able to do together, that whole reverent piece has been a big part of both of our lives. Today we've come together to say a big thank you to you, Maggie, for 20 years of incredible service. And the only reason that we're happy about it today is because this starts a new chapter in Maggie's life. She's still going to be with us. So she's not going anywhere. Yes. Woo-hoo. She's not going anywhere. She's still going to be with us. So it's easier for us to embrace the fact that she's just changing the title and going to stay and have a chance to be able to travel when she wants to and see her grandchildren. So, Maggie, we thank you for 20 years of incredible service to Pacific Beach United Methodist Church. Thank you so much.
Thanks, darling.
And, of course, because Maggie's from England, she is royalty. So long live the Queen of Pacific Beach United Methodist Church.